Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Here in Illinois, Governor Pritzker says his office has had a brush with coronavirus as state leaders report hundreds of new cases and the highest one-day total of deaths.
Lisa, Governor Pritzker revealed the latest increase in the number of COVID-19-related deaths in Illinois.
We have had 73 fatalities in the battle against COVID-19, our largest single-day increase to date.
That brings the state's total number of deaths to 380. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases rose in Illinois by 1,287 to 13,549. Pritzker also announced a member of his staff who was sent home on March 26th after feeling ill just tested positive for COVID-19. He says other workers from that office were sent home the same day and had got a thorough sanitizing. Pritzker says he has not been tested for COVID-19 as a result, and the risk to him is low.
This is somebody who worked in the office, but not particularly close to my office, and didn't regularly enter my office. So very little direct contact with this person.
There was a bright spot today. Illinois now has 100 additional ventilators, thanks to a gift from the state of California. Pritzker says he's grateful and will repay that gesture by helping other states when and if Illinois can. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
In Chicago today, Mayor Lori Lightfoot signed an executive order designed to ensure that the city's immigrants are included in all city COVID-19 relief programs.
Mayor Lightfoot signed an order making it clear that city aid and services during the COVID-19 pandemic is available to all residents, despite the country they were born in or immigration status. Pilsen Alderman George Cardenas says it's important to make that clear for immigrant communities.
Congress's response to this crisis has completely excluded the very immigrants that collectively pay billions of dollars of taxes.
The mayor also addressed President Trump's suggestion that she was privately appreciative of the administration's help, but publicly critical. She says she has expressed thanks for more ventilators and the work of the Army Corps of Engineers.
I'm going to give credit where credit is due, but I'm always going to be an advocate calling balls and strikes and calling it what I see when the federal government has stepped up, but also when they have failed.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
If you're among the many now working from home, ask your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio for all of the latest developments. Well, today feels more like late spring than early spring, and that's got public health experts concerned that people will blow off the governor's stay-at-home order and potentially set back efforts to flatten the curve in Illinois.
It may be tempting to step outside and out of the neighborhood to enjoy the year's first day with temps in the 70s. But even with the sun shining, government and health officials are standing by in order to remain inside. Parks and the lakefront in Chicago are still closed, and citations are being issued to those caught gathering across the state. The highest temperatures of the year arrive on the same day. The Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike also announces the highest number of COVID-19 deaths, with 73, bringing the total to 340 statewide. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, in Wisconsin, prospective voters are doing their best to observe social distancing outside as they wait to cast ballots in that state's controversial presidential primary. This woman waited to vote in the town of New Richmond, west of Eau Claire.
I feel very strongly that we have a privilege and a right to vote. And I always say, if somebody wants to complain about something and they say they don't vote, I'm not listening to you.
The Wisconsin and U.S. Supreme Court both turned back Governor Tony Evers' 11th-hour attempt to delay today's election until June and to extend the deadline for absentee ballots to be submitted. Numerous other states have pushed back their primaries. Here in Illinois, Governor Pritzker was criticized for letting the state's primary happen as scheduled on March 17th. Administrators at the Brookfield Zoo are facing an unfair labor claim from the union representing some of the laid-off workers.
Brookfield Zoo isn't saying how many workers were furloughed because of the pandemic and the governor's stay-at-home order, but the Teamsters Union says there were 60 animal and groundskeepers furloughed. The union filed a federal claim against the Chicago Zoological Society, saying the zoo did not provide notice to its workers nor any compensation. The union says putting the workers on the street like that is unconscionable. The society says everyone will be called back to work once Brookfield Zoo is allowed to reopen. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.